The Mechilta in Shmos, and which is cited by Rashi in this week's Parsha, by Az Yashir, by the Shiras Hayam, declares, Rasa Shivcha Alaya Mashal Ra Yecheska Ben Buzi, that even a maidservant by Kriyas Yamsuf had a vision that was even greater than the vision of Yecheska Anavi. And as we know from our Gemara over here, the Gemara says in Chagigu Yudgam Amibes, and it makes another comparison to Yecheska when it says, who is Yecheska compared to? Like a town dweller, like a villager, a guy who lives out of town who's not familiar with big types of fancy things. And who is Yishai compared to? A city dweller, a person who lives in the city, sees palaces, very hush of things, an individual who's familiar with very exalted and important things already. What's the meaning of the comparison between Yishai and Yecheskel here in our Gemara? So I once heard in a tape from Isaac Bernstein, and he said that a city dweller from London, for example, has an appointment in New York. So you go straight upon to the appointed rendezvous location, right? You're a businessman, you've seen big buildings before, you've seen chashuva people, you've seen big cities, you get off the airplane, you go straight to your appointment, you're not walking around Manhattan looking at all the buildings and checking everything out. You're familiar with big cities and powerful people and powerful places. They are oblivious to the tall buildings and the impressive plazas that they may see already at home. But not so, says Rabbi Bernstein, the unsophisticated town dweller. This person is liable to become so distracted by the novelty of a big city and the architecture and the bridges and the noise and the hustle and bustle of the city that they can miss their meeting altogether because they're distracted by everything else besides the reason they're supposed to be there. So Yeshaya and Yechezkel both have uplifting visions of divine splendor. Yeshayahu, who had a higher level of nevuah, is likened to a city dweller who's used to living with spirituality all the time. Yeshayahu's nevuah is on a much higher level than the nevuah of Yechezkel HaNavi. That's why, if you look at Yeshaya's nevuah, he goes straight to the heart of the matter, straight to the inyan, without wasting any time. Kadosh, 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 Hashem tzvakos melocha aretz kodo. Yeshaya sees what's going on and says, Hashem is holy, and that's it. He understands the vision of the Merkava, the vision of seeing the Kisei HaKavod. He gets straight to the point. He knows why he's here, and he says, kadosh, 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 Hashem is holy, and that's the point. Yechezkel, on the other hand, is compared to a town dweller. Yechezkel is so wonderstruck by his exalted picture of the divine that he apparently seems to get lost in the myriad of details and the descriptions of the chayos and the chashmal and the bezek and all these different things that he sees. Pasuk after pasuk describes malacha, merkava, chayos, accoutrements with no mention of the shechina itself, as it were. He apparently, Yechezkel got distracted by other things that were not the main thing. And from this perspective, the miraculous experience of the Shivcha at Yamsuf enabled her to be like Yeshaya HaNavi and not like Yecheskel HaNavi, to have an even deeper appreciation than Yecheskel. She was able to get straight to the central core issue when all of Klal Yisrael said, Zeh Keli V'Anvehu. It's the same description. They were able to point and say, this is holy. Even though they saw water fountains and ice walls and miracles and fruit coming off the walls and everybody had their own lane and all the miracles of Kriyas Yamsuf, they were able to say, Zeh Keli V'Anvehu, this is Hashem, and not get distracted by everything else going on around them at that time. Mashalo Ra Yecheskel Ben Buzi. Because Yecheskel Ben Buzi, again, not a pagam to Yecheskel, but just at his level. At his level, we see that he was not as great as Yeshaya and everybody else by Kriyas Yamsuf, because they're able to be focused on what's going on. Lamashal, a person gets married, there's a wedding, a sheva brachos, a home and a family can be full of bright lights, beautiful things, many distractions. But often, people get distracted by a wedding, a chasen, a sheva brachos, and they forget that they're building a bayis nemba b'Yisrael. They forget that there's shalom bayis, and working on yourself, and focusing on the main issue at hand, and not getting distracted by so many other nice, pretty things that can sometimes get in the way of Avodas Hashem. A Jewish home sometimes gets distracted by things that are not so important, about who's going to be right, who's going to be correct, and they miss the point of having shalom, of raising a family, and focusing on those things that matter at the end of the day. Rav Kook writes in Musar Avicha in Perek Beis, and he understands the union of Bechol Derechacha Deyeyu is filed. This is a famous pasuk in Mishlei, that you should know Hashem in all your ways. And Rav Kook says that the broader interpretation is that Hashem can be found in everything. And in fact, Rav Kook uses this interpretation in other areas as well. And he says, the narrower interpretation is that whenever a person does something good, Hashem is there at that moment and not elsewhere. The Beis in Bechol Derechacha Deyeyu means that Bechol Derechacha, Besoch, Bechol, in all of the things that you are doing, inside whatever you're doing right now, you can know Hashem. Since each act, says Rav Kook, is a moment to find Hashem, therefore it should be given total focus and attention. And when a person prays, when a person is davening, says Rav Kook, so Hashem is in your avoda right now. Your avoda is not to be looking at, you know, Shnai Mikra during davening and to be looking at the Daf Yomi. Your avoda is in tefillah right here. Bechol derechadeyu, besoch, in this derech that you're in right now is where your avoda Hashem is. And when you're learning, so your avoda right now with Hashem is in learning, and it's not in Tehillim or doing a chesed or being somewhere else. Your avoda is right here. And therefore, says Rav Kook, don't get distracted, even by good things, even by important things. Don't get distracted by things that are not what you're working on right now at this moment. At that moment, you won't find Hashem anywhere else. You'll only find Hashem in the avoda that's in front of you right now, at that moment in time, with this tefillah, with this chesed, with this learning, whatever's going on. And the other things are not the time to pray or to study or whatever might be distracting to a person. Right? A person's davening Shemoneh Esrei. This bracha is what we're focusing on right now. Sometimes a person can be overwhelmed by having kavanah for 19 brachos. Your avoda in Shemoneh Esrei is to focus on that bracha right now and make it the end of that bracha. And when you get to the end of that bracha, so your avoda is the next bracha. Bechol derechacha deyu. Besoch, inside that avoda right now, is where you'll find Hashem. Phones during davening, we don't need to talk about that anymore. I mean, we always need to talk about it, but we have to be focused on what we're doing in our avodas Hashem and not being distracted in other things as well. And that's what it means within the thing you're doing right now, to concentrate, to give the attention to the thing you're doing right now, because at this moment Hashem has founded this mitzvah that you're doing. You have to understand that there's nothing ideal about doing lots of things at once and multitasking. Multitasking is not good for avodas Hashem. Avodas Hashem means focusing and paying attention and giving the time and the effort. We told the story before about the Kutzker Rav, once met a chassid of a Rebbe. He asked him, what makes your Rebbe so great? Is it his davening? Is it his chassid? Is it his bofsim? His miracles? His Torah? What is it? So the chassid said, my Rebbe is so great because whatever he's working on right now is the most important thing to him. If he's talking to you, then you're the most important thing in the world. And if he's learning a Gemara, then that Gemara is the most important thing. And if he's davening, then that davening is the most important thing. That's what makes a person great at the end of the day. Once Rav Yisrael Salanter was living in a town, and news spread that a tightrope walker was touring the country and would be giving performances in their area. And people came from far and wide to see the tightrope walker gathering along two banks of a river, where the rope had been set up for the tightrope walkers to cross. And the townspeople were surprised to see that Rav Yisrael Salanter had come to see a show. Can you imagine that? Right? You go to see a baseball game, and the Rosh Yeshiva sits down next to you to also see the game. What's going on over here? Rav Yisrael Salanter comes to see a show of a tightrope walker. This is the father of the Musar movement coming to see entertainment, something fun for the kids, and he comes up to see the tightrope walker. He too watched with interest as the tightrope walker cautiously but confidently served to the rope and made it from one side to the other. And after he made it to the other side, Rav Yisrael Salanter turned to those around him and said that we can all learn from this man, the tightrope walker. He's 100% focused on his goal. If, as he was on the rope, he began dreaming about the kavod he would get when he came off the other side, the money, the contracts, the TV deals, the t-shirts, the lunch boxes he would be able to put his image on at the end of the day, what would happen to him? He'd lose his distraction, he'd lose his concentration, he'd get distracted, and he'd fall off the rope, and there'd be no contracts, and no money, and no kavod, because that would be the end of him. And therefore, says Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, when we are out there on our rope, you can only think about one thing, and that is getting to the other side safely. And Hashem put us in this world for a purpose, and you have to keep focus on this purpose, and don't be distracted by other things. Zeh keli van vehu, to focus on one thing. Kadosh, kadosh kadosh, to be on the level of Yeshaya, and to not be distracted by other things that may be good things and may be worthy things, but not what we're working on right now. I'll just end with a fascinating article I read a year ago in the New York Times about a place in West Virginia. There's a place right now you can go visit in West Virginia, which is called the National Radio Quiet Zone. I have a big desire to go there. I don't know if that's a family trip my kids would appreciate, but to go to a place called the National Radio Quiet Zone. It is 13,000 square miles with no cell towers and no transmitters. And this place exists to protect the Green Bank Observatory, which is an observatory that doesn't use a tool to see into space, but rather to listen into space. They can hear cosmic sounds from all over the universe, and the machines are so calibrated to hear the faintest sound that if your microwave emits a sound or emits energy, it will ruin the whole machine. And therefore, in order to protect this machinery to work properly, there are no cell towers, no transmitters, no electrical devices that give off any pulsating electrical currents in order to make sure it doesn't ruin the device. And there are people who bedafka move to this area in West Virginia because they had enough of the distractions. They had enough of cell phones and enough of wireless and be connected all the time. You can get an Ethernet cable if you want there and connect, that's fine. But all of this idea of being connected all the time doesn't live there. And these people think that the rest of the world is crazy, that we're connected all the time, and our phones are buzzing all the time, and we always need to know what's going on, and they think they're living the right life. And at the end of the day, they are right. We're crazy, and they're the right ones to not be connected all the time. And people who live there understand that if we're so distracted and pulled in all different directions, we can't focus on ourselves and becoming better people. And they're so fulfilled, and they're actually currently in danger of losing that space as it becomes smaller and smaller, but they're trying to protect it. So I think perhaps all of us need, in order to connect to ourselves, to connect to Hashem, to say Zeh Keilu Anveyu, to connect and say Kadosh, 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 we need our own national radio quiet zones to make sure that we can focus on what's important and to make sure we can connect to Hashem in the best possible way.